the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Going back a long, long time, the holiday season, we do the holiday break-ins. And every year when we start talking about the holiday break-ins, I look at Steve and say, what number is this?
I have an answer for you this year. 19.
19! The 19th annual 19. Free Beer and Hot Wings Show holiday break-ins.
Yeah.
What is that exactly? Well, it started years ago. With two families getting break-ins, one in the Trenton, Philadelphia area, one on the Jersey Shore, on the two Hawk stations. And the goal was to keep it growing, and that it has.
Yeah.
And so what we do is, starting today, this year, we ask for you to nominate families that aren't you.
Right.
And isn't someone you live with, that has fallen on hard times for whatever reason. And unfortunately, the world keeps giving us new reasons every year, which feels like every year we go, especially this year. But this is another one with, especially this year, where people have fallen on hard times. And that can mean a lot of different things. Oftentimes, it's a spouse leaving, either by their own choice or sickness or whatever. Unexpected accidents, all sorts of things, whatever it might be. Maybe just in some cases, it's been a family that has, it feels like they have never caught a break in their life.
Oh, lots of times.
Yeah, a lot of times, yeah.
And what we're doing, using sponsors to the show and Idiots for Underdogs, our charity. We will then break into their home after you give us a bunch of information about them and try to leave behind the Christmas that they would have gotten if everything was better. Now, okay, we're not going to be able to fix everything, but we're going to do our best to give them a little bit of traction and get a leg up.
Yeah.
And at the very least, to be able to see their kids smile.
Yeah, because every situation is different, obviously, and sometimes, you know, people might need a water heater. Sometimes they might, you know, the kids get an Xbox, whatever. I don't know. They can't pay rent. They need a new door. We'll just try to fulfill whatever the thing is as we go through the different nominations. But that's the thing. We need nominations from you because we can't, we don't just, you know, by some magical divine entity, like know all the people who could use a helping hand during the holiday season. So that's where you come in and you go to freebeerandhotwings.com and then you click the link for the holiday break in and for the specific station you're listening to. That's really important because a lot of the stations do them too. We do them locally for our own self, and then a lot of the different satellite stations all do them as well. And so when you choose the proper station, then the right people read the entries and then can select the families that they can help on a local level. And so it's this you start off as this grassroots thing that has grown bigger and bigger every single year, and we've been able to help a lot of people, but we can't do it without you.
And sometimes you hear them on the air, and sometimes they are off the air in your
especially
area.
In the recent years, I would say we've done just as many off the air than on the air.
Maybe more.
Maybe.
I think maybe more.
The only rules are you can't nominate yourself or someone you live with. This is, you know.
It's not for personal enrichment.
It is not.
And it's not, it's not a prize package.
No, this is not winning a contest, so to speak. But
here's the thing. When you nominate someone, if your family is chosen or the people that you know is chosen, and I think in nearly every case, it's been families with kids because it's even harder, especially I think for anybody, even before we had kids, to imagine kids being told, hey, Santa's not going to be able to find our house this year or whatever.
And financially, things are just generally more difficult when
you
it
have
comes
more
to
mouths,
kids. Yeah.
But we're going to need your help. So you need why you're nominating them, why you think they could use a helping hand. But then if your family's chosen, you're going to be busy. You're going to have to we're going to ask you to help shop or at least help get ideas, help get that family out of the house. And by the way, when we do the break-ins, this is important to add in, on the day, and this day, this year, the break-ins will be, for the first time ever, not on a Friday, on Thursday, December 23rd.
Yes.
On the day that we do those break-ins, we will read the story, but we'll change the details because we don't want to give away that family's secrets.
No.
We're going to, you know, we're not going to reveal their identity. I don't want any of the kids to go to school and go, hey, I heard someone on the radio talking about how poor your family. None of that.
Nope.
So we'll change enough of the details so that they can remain anonymous. And then we'll break in and there's no note left behind. There's no, hey, you've just got broken into by the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show and this station or that station. It's out of there. Now, sometimes the nominators tell, sometimes they don't.
You're welcome to. That is totally up to you. And but before beforehand, try, I mean, we would like it to be a legitimate surprise. We want them to walk in and see this has happened without any prior knowledge. It's just a really good feeling. And, you know, usually the nominator is there, right there for it. And you'll be able to see it.
Yep. I'm excited.
Me too.
I'm excited. We've got some really big partners that are helping us out this year.
Yeah. Yeah, we have more resources this year than we've ever had before.
Which we said that last year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like Hot Wings said, though, it is so important that when you go to freebeerandhotwings.com, if you have a family in mind, you click on the holiday break-in link, you type in all the info, but there's a drop-down menu that asks which station you listen to the show on. And based on the station you select, that's where that submission gets forwarded.
Yeah.
So if you accidentally pick Maine and you're in Montana, it's going to go to the wrong person.
Yeah.
So just make sure that you really, really pick the right one.
Right.
So it goes to the correct person.
Yeah. And when you're doing this, when you're filling it out, I would say the more information you have, the better. Try and be as detailed as possible. We would like to know, you know, who this family is and what they've been through. And, you know, we'd love to know the people involved. We want to get to know them. Yeah.
How many kids, their ages.
And
what are they into?
And
what sports teams do they like? What movies do they like? Do they play video games? What are their shoe sizes? What are their clothing sizes? Do they need a bed? Do they need a microwave? Everything. Mm-hmm.
But you don't get more traction by nominating them more than once or having other people spam us.
No, that doesn't help either.
You know. What is the, do you have, it's been 19 years and lots of break-ins. Do you have one that stands out in your mind as the one that you think of as where you really felt good doing it?
Oh, Alex? Yeah, I do. Yeah, it was the very first one I ever did.
That was.
And it was because it ended up being exactly what we were looking for. This was back in New Jersey. It would have been Christmas of 2003, I think, was the first year that we did this. And so it was a woman who had like two or three jobs, was busting her ass, had a just a single wide trailer, three girls. And when we got there, the only evidence of Christmas was a snowman snow globe. And that was it. But when you walked into the trailer, you could tell it was a person who was really trying. They just couldn't get a leg up. Dude, I don't know where dad was or whatever, but this woman was busting her ass. And, you know, they had like school photos on the walls, and like it was as tidy as a single wide trailer can be.
Yeah.
And but there was just nothing in it. And so to go in, and in that case, we actually put Christmas lights on the outside of the trailer. We put a tree in there
tree from the fire department
and lit that all up, and we put presents under there and everything else. And it was just that'll always stick in my mind, like especially like just seeing the kids' photos on the wall. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden there was a real personification to it. Like I knew who these people were.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing that and like moving furniture and like, and in that one, we didn't know what to expect. So literally going in with like, you know, the locksmith, and we've got a cop there to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
It was a really, there was so much tension.
Yeah.
But so awesome when it was done and we could stand back and the lights are out and go, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we were probably about as excited as the woman who came home later that day.
Joe, what about you?
Yeah. I think it was this, my first thought is the first one I did. Because of those very same reasons, we didn't, and I didn't have the crew there to do all of what you had, what you did then. But just the fact that it was the first one, I remember it very vividly. And then there are just certain times over the years where, yeah, we would like change things, you know, oh, they're out for this period of time. So even after the reading of the letter and so on and so forth, we're still there just changing their world.
One that stands out for me is Steve was leading it when you still lived on the Jersey Shore before you went to work for the NHL, like a big shot.
Yeah.
I remember you reading the email or the letter on the air, and I think it was the same one where they didn't have a stove. They had a hot plate, and so you'd gotten them a stove. The door to the outside was busted, so it was cold air. So you had gotten them a door that was being put on. And then when we got to the kids, and this has been humbling annually, because you know, like I was the kid where we weren't rich, but I was always like, can I have Atari? And I didn't get it most times, but that was what I was wishing for. Selfish stuff, like what kids are supposed to be, because kids are built you know, biologically to be selfish until the brain develops or whatever. And that one you read, and the kids Christmas list was like warm socks for dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mom doesn't have a pillow. And
right.
Man, that just got me. And so I always think of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always think of that one, but for a slightly different reason. Like you said, we put a new, the front door had been kicked in, so it was barely holding on. Wasn't secure at all. So we had a contractor buy and then install a new front door on the house. And then, so we were at this house for like 2 hours. There was a new front door being installed, a new toilet being installed. And then, so the contractor comes over, he hands me the key to the house. He's like, here you go. Everything's good to go. I was like, sweet. We wrap it up. We hit the road. It was a 45-minute drive back to the radio station. And just as I pulled into the radio station parking lot, I got a call from the accomplice who said, hey, they're home, but they can't get in their front door because it's a new front door and you took the key with you. Turn around and drive all the way back.
They probably thought they were getting evicted for a second.
Oh, my God. Somebody changed. They didn't just change the locks. They changed the door.
Oh, man. Kelly, what about you?
Well, my last year I got to help a teacher, which was really neat because with everything going on with COVID. But my very first year with y'all, which was 2 years ago, I helped a family who had lost the father figure. And he had fallen ill very quickly. And before he passed, he was making a lot of videos that he would share with the two boys.
Oh, yeah.
And they were at that age still where they wanted teddy bears and just cuddly things. And so I went and got the Build-A-Bear done where you can put somebody's voice in it. And I never ask for pictures. I tell the accomplice, like, just let me know if it was successful or not. Like,
we just
let me know if there's any last little thing you need.
Yeah.
And they ended up sending me a video of the youngest one seeing the bear for the first time. And the oldest one walks off and he's just like a puddle of tears. And the youngest one was just holding that bear so tightly. And it was the sweetest thing. And just like for a moment, he felt, I don't know, like somebody was there that he's been missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's a big deal. We look forward to it all year long. But it starts with your nomination. Again, go to freebeerandhotwings.com. If you missed any of this, need an explanation, there's probably, I think we have some audio examples of past years up there.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to hear how they sound, freebeerandhotwings.com. Click on the holiday break-in button. Is there also a big banner, probably?
Yep.
There you go.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.